We are joined with two guests right now who are going to tell us about a new documentary that is coming out all about Rock Hill and the murals that we have seen really kind of hit the scene over the last couple of years. We are joined with, okay, I'm going to try not to butcher this, Robert. Robert Pascucci. And Kathleen Llewellyn. And Kathleen, you are a producer. And Robert, you are with SCETV. So welcome. Thank you for swinging by the microphones here at WRHI. Robert, we'll start with you. Give us a little bit about your background and how this project really came about with SCETV.
Absolutely, yes. I'm actually from the DC area. I started my career actually working in post-production with a couple networks up in the DC area, and then I sort of meandered my way down to the Charlotte area and worked at WBTV, worked at a couple other places, worked at ESPN. I had a background in sports TV, and I really wanted to tell stories, so I never got that chance to tell stories. So I transitioned into a wonderful position with South Carolina ETV. I work at the York Tech campus. ETV has a facility there. We have a regional office there, and my job is actually to tell stories about this area. So when I was acclimating myself to the Rock Hill area, I was downtown, and I was just mesmerized by these building-sized murals down there, and I wanted to know the story behind them. So it just sort of snowballed from that, and Kathleen and I have worked on a couple of projects before, and she was a perfect fit. She's a wonderful storyteller, so it just blossomed, and it turned into this wonderful show we have.
So, Kathleen, I love when we were talking off mic, I was just kind of getting some background that you started by saying video production, that was kind of your career, but you said, no, I'm a storyteller, and I love that. And Robert, you just said the same. How do you start? So if you don't know anything about a story that you have to tell, what did that look like? Did you come down to Rock Hill and look at them and kind of take them in? And then what happens after that?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. You know, it always starts with the what. What is this? And, you know, I came down, looked at all of them, was very knocked out by how many there are. The grandeur of them, the complexity of them, the proximity of them. Again, and as well as the reach of them. It's really such a distinction in this city to have these murals. And so I started there with, like, wow, just the scope of this whole thing. And then how? You know, how did this come about? What made this happen? You don't just blink your eyes and there they are. So this really was, as I learned, something that was brought about by people, by the people of Rock Hill. And the program we put together is very true to that narrative. I mean, that's the whole way this came to be. So,
do you find that a lot of communities have, you know, we talk a lot about how special Rock Hill is. And if you live here in Angie, I think you can attest that our county as a whole is just a special place to live and work and play. Do you find that other communities have anything like this, or does this kind of set us apart?
I think it definitely sets Rock Hill apart. Now, I don't think it's at all fair to say that Rock Hill's the only community that has embraced murals as a way of telling, you know, a community telling its story. But I don't think any community has done it the way Rock Hill has, and maybe with the efficacy that Rock Hill has, and the impact and the power. I think it definitely is something that captures the spirit of Rock Hill. And, you know, it's a feature that you can experience multiple times and have multiple, like any art, you can visit with art, spend time with art, and every time potentially have a different experience. Mm-hmm. The complexity and the, you know, organic nature of what this public art is. It's super powerful.
Go ahead, Robert.
Sorry. And what was perfect timing on this documentary was that just as we started production, Rock Hill had commissioned the women's...
The Corner women's, Oasis.
The Corner
women's
Oasis
Art
mural.
Initiative.
Women's mm-hmm. Art Initiative actually funded that mural, the Oasis mural. So we actually got to interview the artists while they were painting it.
And it actually has that sculptural piece as well. Mm-hmm.
The red floral design.
Yes.
And so we had a nice time lapse of the mural from a bare wall to its finished product. So it was just perfect timing.
Do you also in the documentary highlight the artist and the different, because they do all look different.
Yes.
So is that also highlighted as well?
Yeah, we have the great fortune of having many of the artists who created these murals and installed them spend time with us in this documentary. We have the Mural Ninjas, who did the Corner Oasis mural. Darian Fleming, who did Dreamer, which I think is a favorite of so many mm-hmm. people, the little girl with a crayon, mm-hmm. And Sydney Duarte and Treasy Trees, who did the Light of the New Dawn with the lakeside morning scene, as well as Osiris Rain, who he's the only mural artist who took part in two of our murals, the Rock Hill mural, which was the very first one that was part of the Mural Mile. Mm-hmm. And then he executed the design of the Vernon Grant mural, which right. is on the public library.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Angie.
I was going to ask, whose concept was this? How did this get started in Rock Hill?
That's a question that I'm so glad you asked, because there is no one person or one entity okay. that did this. And it really is the people of Rock Hill at different times, different places, with different intentions, with different methods and motivations that
wow.
made this happen. You know, Mayor Geddes his interview was really, for me, a game changer in this. And he speaks about this in the program about, you know, nobody just came and said, here's a bucket of money and let's put up a bunch of murals here in Rock Hill. There's no one funding source or person or group who was the driving force behind this. It's very collective. And
I guess
very,
that's what makes it so special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
How important is having art and featuring art and art being a vital part of a community?
I think it's critical. I think that art is the lifeblood of a community. And you know, when we had a discussion about it recently, and a lot of the murals that we have here in Rock Hill touch on Rock Hill's past. And there are a lot of folks who say, and not wrongly, that, you know, like a lot of southern cities, the past can be difficult. But it's not really about the past, it's about what you do with it going forward.
You don't want it to be repeated.
Mm-hmm. And the power of public art and the power of some of these murals, pay a recognition to what our past is and touch on, you know, where Rock Hill has come since then and where Rock Hill is pointed to in the future. And I think the power of public art is in that, you know, it allows a community to demonstrate who it is.
Mm-hmm. And celebrate.
Celebrate who it is. And at different points in time, you know, you think of these murals 40 years from now, mm-hmm. 10 years from now even, what will they say about, or and what do they say now about Rock Hill at the time they were installed?
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead, Robert.
And it also sort of pushes forward casual walkability around mm-hmm. town.
Yes.
So it just sort of, There's a reason to just walk around downtown Rock Hill, and you don't have to have a purpose. You're not destined to go to a store. You just walk around and look at the murals.
And it started out, I was asking Alan this morning, Alan Miller was also a part of this project right here at the radio station, and I was like, this is part of the Miracle Mile. And he said, well, actually, you know, it's a little bit longer than a mile now. And I think that is part of the beauty of mm-hmm. the project, that it is walkable and that it is right here in the heart of the downtown area. Now, I'm going to put both of you on the spot for real quick. Do you have a favorite?
That was my question, too. I've already written that.
Before I answer that, I want to go back to what you just said,
sure.
because I think it's really, really important to note that Rock Hill's murals aren't confined to downtown. You know, other parts of the city have embraced this this wave of public art. The Las Americas out on Cherry Road, they have a beautiful mural that pays tribute to iconic figures in Mexican history.
That's a very good point.
Out in the south side of Rock Hill, Pharmacy There's a Rock Hill that pays tribute to the agricultural past, and also through, well, you'll find out when you watch the program, but but really touches on part of our history. With that, there are murals in the Sunset Park, the basketball court. Mm-hmm. You know, they're over, you know, in all areas of town, you just see so many murals. But I want to get back to your question.
Which do you have a favorite or one that really stood out? Maybe not really a favorite, but one that really stood out and that's going to stay with you.
Well, I think in terms of just really admiring the complexity, both of the artwork and the execution, because the Vernon Grant mural on the library was designed by an artist in New York mm-hmm. and executed by a regional artist, Osiris Rain. And it goes on multiple sides of the building, and there's so much to it. It's just abundant in its complexity. I love that one. I love Dreamer for the inspiration it has. Yeah. I love the mural on the side of the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. I love the mural. There are so many. There are too
Robert,
many to
what
say.
About you? Robert. Do you have one that really sticks out?
I think the Oasis one stood out for me, mainly because we saw it from nothing to what it is now. So it was really sort of cool to watch that sort of grow.
Do people offer their side of their building or how do they get the canvas for the murals?
That's another thing you'll find out when you watch the program. There's a multitude of ways that these have come about, and I'd be remiss without mentioning the Shepherd Fairey murals. You know, he is a world-renowned artist known for doing the, among other things, the Obama Hope poster. And we have two of his murals right here in Rock Hill. But you know, there are some where the building owner was sort of the catalyst to want it to get going. And there are others where, you know, groups like the Women's Art Initiative came together to
rally
a space that was available. There's a multitude of ways.
Okay. And you'll find that out in the documentary.
Yes.
So where can we see the documentary? I think it airs tonight. Is that correct, Robert?
On SCE TV, yes.
And what time?
8 p.m.
All right. Well, again, thank you both for joining us and swinging by the microphones. Again, we are talking to producer Kathleen Llewellyn and Robert
Pascucci
from SCETV. And make sure that you check out the South Carolina display, The Murals of Rock Hill, tonight, 8 o'clock on SCETV.